but as it relates to just one raid bite connected to today's daf, the first part of the daf, and that is the Gemara began with three epic memories from the Amoraim that bring out the chshivos of Talmud Torah. Rav Yosef said, Gadol Talmud Torah yosem me'atzalas nefashos. Rav, some say Rav Shmuel Bar Marta said, Gadol Talmud Torah yosem mi'binyan beis hamikdash. And Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, who was the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, that Gadol Talmud Torah yosem mi'kibud avim. So let's focus on the third halacha. Gadol Talmud Torah yosem mi'kibud avim. How do you know that? It's learned out from the fact that Yaakov Avinu was punished for the many years that he wasn't with his parents, that he wasn't doing Kibbud Av Ve'Eim. Chazal said there were 22 years that Yaakov Avinu was away from his parents. And during those 22 years, obviously, he couldn't be mechabed his parents. And for that reason, he was punished. What was the punishment? Mida keneged mida, sort of. And that is that Yosef, his son, his ben zakunim, was taken away from him for 22 years. But the Gemara says if you make a cheshbon, really Yaakov wasn't just away from his parents for 22 years, he was really away from his parents for 36 years. If that's the case, why was he only punished for 22? Says the Gemara, because those other 14 years, it's true, Yaakov Avinu wasn't with his parents, but you know where he was? He was learning in the yeshiva of Efer. And because he was learning Torah, he wasn't punished for not doing Kibbud Av Ve'Eim, and that's what Chazal meant. L'lamedcha shegdoy l'talmud Torah, yoyser mikibbud Av Ve'Eim. Because Talmud Torah is more chashev even than Kibbud Av Ve'Eim, and this is the raya Yaakov Avinu, he's punished for not doing Kibbud Av Ve'Eim, but not for the 14 years that he was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Efer. The truth is, this concept, this idea of Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Mikibud Av Ve'Eim is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says in Hilchas Kibud Av Ve'Eim, which is one simen, it's Yerideh Simen Reish Mem, and this is the last halacha, Sif Katan Chafei, 25 Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch that deal with the laws of Kibud Av Ve'Eim. So this is number 25. Talmud Sheroitza Lo Leches Lemakim Acher. There's a person who's a Talmud, he's a yeshiva bacher, and he wants to learn a certain yeshiva. Because he's convinced that if he goes to that yeshiva, he's going to see a simen bracha in his learning. Because there's a certain Rebbe there, and he feels that that's the right place for him to learn. But his father's meicha, his father's protesting, his parents don't want him to go. Because his father's concerned, rightfully so, it's dangerous. So here's the question. Does the child have to listen to his father, or does he not have to listen to his father? Child wants to go learn. Father says, you have to learn there, why can't you learn here? He says, because I feel like I'll be more matzlich if I learn there. But the father says, you'll be more matzlich, but you're putting your life at risk. You may not come home to tell the story. Over here, you'll be safe. I know, but I want to learn there anyway. So what's the halacha? Does he have to listen or not? It's black and white. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to listen to your father. You're not obligated to listen to your father. If you feel, if your gut of guts is that you're going to learn better, you'll steig better if you go to the yeshiva you want to go to, that's okay. Meaning, even though there's something called Kibbut Ave'en, but at the same time, if you feel you'll learn better there, that's fine. And says the Vilna Gaon, how do I know that? The Amrina B'Soif Perek Hamad Megillah. Because in the last the end of the first parak of Masechtas Megillah, Daftez Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah V'chulah. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Mekibud Av Ve'Eim. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's the Mekar to the Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Mechaber knew this halacha. And the truth is, if you think about it a little bit more, what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? The Mechaber is not talking about a person who is forced with two choices, meaning he wants to learn in yeshiva. His father doesn't want him to learn in yeshiva. His father wants him to pursue a professional career. So, do you listen to your father or do you learn Torah? That, it seems, would be a little bit of an easier answer. The Mechaber is discussing something a little bit more complex. The Mechaber is discussing where a person wants to learn Torah, and his parents are so proud of the fact that he wants to learn Torah. But his parents are saying, why are you learning Torah in a place where you're putting yourself at risk? Wouldn't it make more sense to just learn Torah over here? Says the Shulchan Aruch, even then you don't have to listen to your father. Why? Because G'dayla Talmud Torah, Yosem Mekibud Av Ve'Eim. And the truth is, that's a chiddush. You want to tell me, Kibbud Av Ve'Eim versus learning Torah. Okay, my father doesn't have a right to tell me that I shouldn't be able to learn Torah. Whatever. But this is not a father who's telling his son, I don't want you to learn. Fakir, he wants him to learn Torah. He's just telling him, listen, I'm the adult in the room and I'm telling you, you're making a mistake. And the son says, I don't care. I want to go learn Torah. I have a better chavrus today. I'm going to hear a more lamda shashir. This is where I want to be. And says to Mechaber, even then, here's the question. How do you know that even for a little bit more learning, even then it would be okay for a person to tell his father, I'm sorry, I disrespectfully, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to follow Allah and Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going off to learn in the yeshiva. Yeah, you probably want to do this a little more subtly. But the point is that how do you know that that's okay? The Torah says you see it from Yaakov also. And that's what the Goyim means. Because let's be honest, Yaakov Avinu was in the yeshiva of Eva learning Torah. Could Yaakov Avinu have not figured out maybe another place to learn Torah? Maybe he could have. Better. The Gemara had said that Ezra didn't go to Yerushalayim to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? And we made a big deal about this when we went through the daf. And that is what? If Ezra would have gone to Yerushalayim, he went to learn Torah. The Torah says he wants to learn with his Rebbe. And learning Torah with your Rebbe, Mashalibai Chafitz, the way you think you'll be the most Matzliach, is also Daicha. And that's the point, that it's not just Talmud Torah versus Kibbutz Aveim. It's learning Torah on the level that you want to learn Torah, on the highest level possible. Even that's something that's Doicha Kibbutz Aveim. Either way, ask your local rabbi. But this is the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And the Vilna Gaon says that what's the makar to this halacha? It's learned out from the Gemara that we just learned, G'dayla Talmud Torah, Yoysa Mikibbutz Aveim. But there's one bomb kasha on this. There's actually a few bomb kashas. It's such a geschmacky Gemara. Look into Turi Evan. There's a lot of festa kashas flying around here. But just one bomb kasha that's worth mentioning. And that's the kasha that the Halakha Chassam Sofer asks in a few different places. The Chassam Sofer asks something about it. The Gemara made a cheshbon. The Gemara said that Yaakov Avinu was away from his parents for 36 years. He was punished for 22 of them. Why? Because during 22 of those 36 years, he wasn't being Mekayim Kibbutz Aveim. He got punished that Yosef was taken away from him for 22 years. Clearly, there were 14 of those 36 years that he wasn't punished for. Freik de Halakha Chassam Sofer. How did the Gemara know that the 14 years that he wasn't punished for were the 14 years that he was learning Torah in the yeshiva of Aver? Maybe it was the 14 years that he was working for Rachel and Leah. Maybe it was the 14 years that he was being Isaac in the first mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah of Puravu. There were 14 years that he was in the yeshiva of Aver, and there were exactly, it's the same number, 14 years that he was being Isaac of Peruvu. Now, Yaakov stayed an extra 6 years, and then an extra 2 years. Okay, so for that he got punished. But how do you know that the 14 years that he wasn't punished were the 14 years he was in the yeshiva of Aver? Maybe it was the 14 years of Peruvu. Right, the Gemara backed into a whole makar, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef, Mekibbutz Aveim, which the Gemara thinks is a big chiddush. Freight the Gemara, how do you know it was those 14 years, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe it was the 14 years that he was being Isaac. And the Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla. You know what the Chassam Sofer says? He says that really for Yaakov Avinu to have been Isaac in Puravu, it was a very big deal. But he could have figured out a way to do it when he was near his father and when he was near his mother. And he could have figured out a way to do that simultaneous to being Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it would have been virtually impossible for Yaakov Avinu to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at the same time that he's being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. He says, you want to be Matzliach in building a family? Why can't you do that in the presence of your parents? They're not going to get in the way. But if you want to be Matzliach in learning, said the Chassam Sofer, sometimes a person has to be Goyle L'makom Torah. Sometimes a person has to leave his family. And sometimes if you don't go away from your family, you're not going to be Matzliach in your learning. It's not going to happen. So the Chassam Sofer says, it could be, maybe you could have argued that Puravu is more chashuv than Talmud Torah, or equally as chashuv, and maybe those were the 14 years. But at the end of the day, Zokta Chassam Sofer, Chazal felt that it's more mistaber that Yaakov was punished for the 14 years that he was being Isaac and Puravu, and not for the 14 years that he was learning Torah. You know why? Because the 14 years that he was being Isaac and Puravu, who asked you not to be Mekayim Kibbutz Aveim? You could have done it somehow and figured out a way to make it both work. And the fact that he did it, that's a taina, and that's why he was punished. Oh, but you're going to have a taina on him? Why wasn't he sitting and learning in the presence of his father? You know why? Because at the end of the day, sometimes a person has to be Goyle L'makom Torah. And if a person's not going to be Goyle L'makom Torah, it's going to be very hard for him to learn. And that was a stira. And because it was a stira, that's why he wasn't punished for that. The Chassam Sofer said this amongst the many places in a tshuva. And the tshuva is in Chayshem Mishpat. It's Simen Tes. We've spoken about this tshuva in the past. We have several related raid bites to this tshuva. It's a fascinating tshuva. The story is that there was a man that died. It was a very, very wealthy person. And he left a will. And in the will, he says that he wants that his money should go for a very good thing. Like this, it's going to be an aliyah for his neshama. And he wants that you should take his money, a certain amount, he micromanaged it literally to the dollar, and you should find a young child. He said he should be between the ages of 10 and 15, someone that the Rabbanan seem to feel that is destined for greatness, and you should support him. You should give him a certain amount every single week, and he should learn Torah. One of the things he said is that a makbid, I want this person to go out of town. Meaning, take this child, whoever he is, take him away from his family, I want him to be away, and that's where this person should sit and learn. Either way, the apotropos opened up the will, he saw this inside, they went, they started asking local rabbanan, they started scouting, and they found somebody. So they take this child, and they send him to an out-of-town yeshiva. And when he was in out-of-town yeshiva, he met a chavrusa, someone they became very close to, who was the son of one of the local rabbanim in Europe. Anyways, they learned together for a year and a half. At the end of a year and a half, it seems like maybe the haskalah started making its way into that city. It's not clear, but something happened that it was considered already not good to be there. So they had no choice, and this son went home together with his chavrusa. And they go to the Rav's house, and the Rav says, you know what? The truth is, I think that there's no reason for these boys to go back to that yeshiva. That's not a good idea. And really, even to send them anywhere at this point, I don't think it's necessary. I think these two boys can sit and learn locally. I'll find them a melamed, someone to learn with. I'll open up a base medrash. And then he even had a better idea. He said this gvir had given really ba'ayin yafa. He was giving like more money than this child was ever going to need. So he said, the truth is, it's a chaval. Why should this one child have all this money? He doesn't even need it. He has no interest in gashmias. This is a kid that's destined for greatness. He's a child prodigy. Let's instead take the money and let him split it between him and his chavrusa. By the way, it was his son. But he said, let's split it. He meant this 1,000% l'shem shemayim. And he said, not just that, it's going to be a bigger schus for the person that died. Because this person, not only is he going to be supporting one ben Torah, he'll be supporting two bnei Torah. This was the idea that he had. But the question was, is it okay? Lamaisa, the person wrote in his will that it should be for one person. He wrote it should be in an out-of-town yeshiva. He wanted it to be this amount of money. Like Mechatesa, who said you have a right to go ahead and change it? So this Shaila, like so many of these types of Shailas, ended up on the desk of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer sits down and he writes all the different things that we have to figure out. It's a hafachba vafachba de kulaba tshuva. And he goes through a whole bunch of different parameters. But the one part of it that's negeya us, he said, as it relates to this idea, the person wrote in his will that he wants this boy to be out of town. That's where he wants. Whoever's being supported from his money has to be out of town. He said, it's posh to me that what this person did was right. He was a chacham when he did it. He understood what he was doing, and this is the way it has to be. And then the Chassam Sofer goes on with several columns here in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, making his case and explaining why he thinks that this is such a big deal. And he brings examples from Tanoim and Amayram. He says, look at Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Asher kol Yisrael hishkimu lepischai, v'shrichi mesifte gabei tvei, kemavur perek beis denidu yodalad amet beis. The Gemara says, enidu daf yodalad, that we paskin like Rebbe, and that's sugi over Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi was Rebbe's Rebbe, and Rabbi Yossi is Nimu Kayima, we always pass like Rabbi Yossi, but in Halacha, sometimes Rebbe knew more, because Shchichim is Siftegabe, because Rebbe had the biggest yeshiva in the world. Yet the Gemara says in Ksuba Samach Beis, that Rebbe told his son, Reb Shimon, after he gets married, that he should go out of town, and should go learn Torah for 12 years. If there was ever someone that didn't have to go out of town, it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's son. Why did he send him away? So he says, because you see, the minhag always was to send children away. This is the way it is. You always send the child away, because at the end of the day, you want the kid to be matzliach, and if you want him to be matzliach, you have to send them away. This is the way it is. Either way, said the Chassam Sofer, after writing a whole tshuva, then he comes to Megillah Daf Tezayin, and he brings his kasha. How do you know the 14 years that Yaakov wasn't punished were the 14 years he was in the yeshiva of Eivor? Maybe it was the 14 years that he was being Isaac in Puruvu. Zakh the Chassam Sofer, Puruvu he could have done by his parents. Therefore, there's no reason he should have the exemption. Talmud Torah could have done by his parents. Therefore, he has the exemption. Says Pashin, that's why he was in Talmud Torah. But this is his postscript. What comes out from all this is Sheyesh Lotzei Slomay Torah. A person should leave his house to learn Torah. Afilu kshav goyin, even if his father's a goyin. V'rav guvrei, very chashuv. V'yeshiva bebeisoy, and he has a yeshiva in his house. Mikol makom yeshleiluch l'makom yeshiva acheres. The right thing for him to do is to go ahead and learn in another yeshiva. This yesod that the Chassam Sofer says, not shockingly, is also brought a few times in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer's son, the Heilige Ksav Sofer. Incidentally, last week was the Ksav Sofer's 150th Yahrzeit. So the Ksav Sofer, in a few different places, and most notably in the end of Parshas Vayera, he asks a gevaldige kasha. At the end of the Akedah, at the very, very end, so the pasuk says, Vayoshav Avraham El Na'arav, Avraham returned to his lads, Vayakumu, they got up, Vayelchu Yachtov, and they went together, El Be'er Shava, back to Be'er Shava, Vayeshev Avram Be'er Shava. And the Medrash, Rashi brings us a Chumash, asks the very obvious question. After the Akedah, who returned? Vayoshev Avram El Na'arav? What happened to Yitzchak? Wait, the Gemara, Yitzchak Heichanu, where did Yitzchak go? I mean, Yitzchak, maybe the Svar Maktoshim say, died, Parcha Nishmasai, but then he came back to life. Yitzchak lived the balance of his life. So where did Yitzchak go? So the Gemara says, Rabrachi b'shem Rabbanon, the Taman said, Sholcha Yitzel Shem Lumay Mimenu Taira. Yeah, Avram Avinu sent Yitzchak away. He sent him to learn Taira. Mashali Isha Shenes Ashram Yipilcha. And says the Medrash, this could be explained with a mashal. There was a woman, she became very wealthy through spinning thread on her spindle. Amra, she said, Hoyu min apelach being that I became so wealthy from this geshäft, I want this to be in my family for future generations. I want all my children, I want to create a family business, a legacy. Kacham Avram. Avram Avinu said the same thing. Kol shabali yadi, enoi ela b'shvil shasakti b'toyru mitzvahs. He said, everything that I achieved, I realized I achieved because I learned toyru mitzvahs. Lefichach enoi roitza shetazaz mizari la'olam. So I want to make sure that this geshäft of Torah is going to be in my family forever. And that's why he sent him where? He sent him to go learn Torah. It's a fascinating medrash on many levels. So after the Akedah, Avram Avinu realizes what he had done. Velikim nises Avram. Another Nisayin, another Asayin. Right, think of Avram Avinu, where he came from. He starts off in the house of his father, Terach. He starts off in the house of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says it took him 40 years until he formulated all his Amunah and everything that he had to figure out. And Hashem tests him again and again and again. And now finally, the last Nisayin, the Nisayin of the Akedah, Avram Avinu is able to overcome. And he can't believe it. He realizes that he Azah Shirus. It's amazing. How did he come to the point that he was able to overcome his Nisayinus? Right, it just brings to mind the Gemara in Sukkot Afnun Beis that we always talk about. Loss of love, Hashem's going to shech the Yetzirah, and the tzaddikim are going to see the Yetzirah like this incredible har, and they're going to start crying. Halalu boichem, halalu boichem. Even the Ebishter is going to say, I don't know how you did it. I'll be honest with you. I tried my hardest to knock you off. I don't know how you pulled this off. And Avram Avinu is like, he's nisragish. He can't believe he did this. And he realizes because he learned Torah. That's the reason. Bishvil shah sakli b'Torah v'mitzvahs. And he says, if that's the case, what do I want my son to have? There's no greater ashiris in the world than Torah. So he tells Yitzchak, you're not coming home with me. You're going now. I want you to have a little bit of what I have. And that is Torah. And he sends him to the yeshiva of Shem. Beautiful medrash at the end of Parashas Vayera. Oh, but the ksav soifer at the end of Parashas Vayera. He says, Avram Avinu came to our Torah, that there's something called Torah, and that's the Ashiras. I mean, he knew it, but he realized a knetch in Gadol Talmud Torah. So he says, I want my son to sit in yeshiva. I don't want him to do not atzolos nefashis, not keep it over him. I don't want him to do anything. I want him to be learning Torah. But he says, so why do you have to send him away? Why couldn't he take it home with him? Avram Avinu doesn't have a yeshiva. And by the way, not that long ago, we learned the Gemara in Yuma, Chav Ches, where the Gemara says, Avram Avinu, Avram Zokin Baba Yomim, what does it mean he was a Zokin? He was a Zokin v'yoshiv yeshiva. So Avram Avinu was a Zokin v'yoshiv yeshiva. So bring him into his yeshiva. Give him a shtela, he'll do second seder, chves, I don't know. Why can't you make it work? Zokti Ksav Soifer, he says a few suggestions. But one vart that the Ksav Soifer says, that's Nogeya, this raid bite. And that is, Avadi could have taken Yitzchak with him. Could have taken Yitzchak, but he didn't want to take Yitzchak because he felt that it wasn't good for Yitzchak to be home. Better send Yitzchak to an out-of-town yeshiva. That was his hergish. Send him out of town. Have you like this yesoid that the Ksav Sofer Heligatata said, that the Ksav Sofer said. And then he adds one more knetch. He says, if Avram held that the right place for Yitzchak is an out-of-town yeshiva, so why did he send him to an out-of-town yeshiva right away? Why do you wait until after the Akedah? So says the Ksav Sofer, because the truth is, he says, as much as have you but it's not the right thing for everybody. And there are boys that it could actually backfire if they leave their parents' house. And Avram Avinu wasn't sure if Yitzchak was cut out for an out-of-town yeshiva. How amazing is that? And the Ksav Soifer wasn't sure. And that's why he never sent him away. But when he recognized what he was capable of, and when he realized, was licked by that kind, what's going on in his heart, he realized the koyach and the toughness and the metal that he has, that he was willing to give up his own life because the Eibishter wants him to, he realized he can definitely thrive in an out-of-town yeshiva. And that's why he sent him away. That's what the Ksav Soifer says. But either way, this is the point. The point is that Yaakov Avinu was not punished for the 14 years in the yeshiva of Eiver because he was learning Torah. Why do you have to be in Yeshiva Vevra? Learn Torah, it's Zaman mit the Tata. Who's his father? His father's Yitzchak. You can't learn Torah by Yitzchak. The Torah says, you could. It's not the same. And Gadol Talmud Torah Yoysem Ekibet Aveim doesn't just mean, yeah, Torah, no Torah. It means, yeah, Torah, or yeah, more Torah. And even that level of Torah is so chashiv that Gadol Talmud Torah Yoysem Ekibet Aveim.